I was feeling pretty comfortable. You know, things were going pretty good. And, you know, we were selling things, we were speaking lots, and you kind of think that that's what it's all about.
Family man. Welcome to the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. This is the show where we remind dads of what's most important. I'm your host, Scott Moore. Thanks for joining us today. Hey, Todd, how's it going?
It's going good, Scott, but you said you had some big news. What's the big news?
I did not sleep well the last two nights, but I will probably take a nap after we're done here or just fall asleep while we're talking, but I was out celebrating last night with my soon-to-be family man-in-law and the rest of
their family. Whoa!
Because my daughter got engaged yesterday.
How exciting is that?
It's well, insane.
Wow, that's big news.
Yeah. Yes.
So how did he propose?
He took her out to dinner, and they stopped a bunch of places in downtown Cincinnati and down by the river, and he had like wow. special notes for her at each place that commemorated some special event in their relationship so far, and she was oblivious apparently the whole time until about
really?
The last couple notes, and my wife was hiding in the bushes to take pictures of them, and
so you knew it was all coming.
Oh yeah, well, we've been planning it with her fiance now for quite a while, but anyway, yeah, it was very exciting.
Hey, what's the guy's name? We needed to know his name.
William.
Yes,
William. Okay. Tomlinson. You'll know Tomlinson, his name so. when he's being interviewed for the Supreme Court in 20 or 30 years.
Oh, really? Really? Yeah. So dads, if you know anything that they would be incriminating about William Tomlinson, please contact Scott. You know, this would be the time to let that be known. Well, that's super exciting. So are you having him do a lot of work around your house right now? Because you should you should work really hard right now.
I'm not. I should do that.
You definitely should. Get him going. Get him going. Like, say, do you call him William?
Yeah, that's what he goes by, which is helpful because we have a will. So,
yeah, you need to call him Willie.
And actually, he has, we have a Luke and Katie, you know, my son and daughter, that he has in his family. There's I forget which one's actually related to him. Anyway, there's a Luke and Katie that are married in his family. So one of them's his brother or sister. I don't remember which. I got to figure it all out. They got a whole bunch of kids in their family too. And I'm,
oh yeah, that's awesome.
I'm just starting to learn their names. So,
well, that's exciting. So you're traveling down that road.
Yes.
Transition. Well, we just got back from Iowa. We were there at our first live speaking event.
You just decided to give Iowa a chance.
No, Iowa decided to give us a chance. Not just did they give us a chance. They powered through. They decided they were going to have it was a Homeschool Iowa. It was called Connect. It was a great event, a couple hundred people, not a single mask in the group. And it was just awesome. It felt like normal, you know, people together and encouragement. And I'm thinking that they've taken the lead that others need to follow and just say, hey, you know, some things are worth the risk. We do it every day when we get in our cars, and you take a double risk when you get in an RV, you know, and you weigh those things and you do them. And it was good. It was good. The RV ran good. You know, last time I had a little generator issue, but I had fixed that. Even though I was noticing my battery was having a little trouble starting, like just, it didn't feel super strong, you know. And the voltage was still good coming out of the alternator. So I thought, you know, I think we're okay. And
I think you're eventually going to just turn into part of your RV.
Like, I probably will.
Another part. Because you're so in tune with all of them.
I am so in tune. But so I got, so the last day I'm like, I'm not going to turn it off till we get home. And I got home and I turned it off and turned it back on and it wouldn't start. So I'm like, yes.
Wow.
So, and because I'm a careful record keeper and I think it's like those, it takes two batteries to start the thing. But I think I got them in 2012. So it's time to replace them. So
I hear if you just go to Costco and get like a whole bunch of 9 volts, you can probably get it started with, you know.
Really? Is that like an emergency thing that yes. Like if you absolutely have to, you can like hook them all together?
There's probably actually a way to do it. I have no idea. But
there probably is. My son Ike could probably do it. He could do it. But while I was there, I had a great time with family man Rick Kalman, who's listening probably right now. Rick is an amazing guy who was a super great encourager, and he kind of led the charge on this thing, or at least was part of it. And it was just, it was a great time. It was awesome. A great time. I love talking to other dads. So, but Scott, maybe we'll use kind of your news to, as a segue into what we're going to talk about today, because, you know, we're always looking for good advice as dads. And that's probably, sadly, why you're listening to this show, thinking I might actually get something good out of it. I know.
Keep hoping.
You don't keep hoping. But I was just thinking about movies and just how, you know, every once in a while you're watching a movie and you're not like necessarily changed by it, but you're just maybe encouraged by it or struck by something that happens in it. And I was thinking about this when I was listening to Pandora, the music station, and my family, we will listen to Disney Children's Radio, which is like all the songs from all the movies, you know, from Toy Story and all of them. But I was listening to, I wasn't really even paying attention when the music came on from Mary Poppins. And you've seen the original Mary Poppins, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's good. Yes, Dick Van Dyke is in that movie, by the way.
I love that one.
Okay.
He's in the new one, too.
Yes, he is. That is correct. And the new one was good. I like the new one. Yeah. But, you know, have you seen the Walt Disney story, Saving Mr. Banks?
Yes, that was great.
You know, I guess even as I watched that Saving Mr. Banks, I mean, it dawned on me because they say it. But, you know, at one point, Walt Disney says, you know, like the stories about the children, that Mary Poppins comes to save the children. And she says something like, you know, she looks surprised and like, you think Mary Poppins came to save the children, you know, and she just kind of nods her head and walks away because obviously because of the title of the show, she came to save Mr. Banks. So anyway, this music's playing on Pandora and it's it's kind of a reprise. That's a musical term, Scott. Mm-hmm. A reprise of the song that we kind of are introduced to the Banks family, you know, where he's trying to find a nanny. He says, a British nanny, a British home must be run with precision. Bum, 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 bum. They can't sue us for that, by the way. And so it's a reprise later after, you know, the story is, you know, Mr. Banks, he works at the bank and his whole life kind of falls apart and he's fired by the board, you know, Mr. Dawes, who is the elder Dick Van Dyke. And he goes back and his collar's sticking all over the place and he has his hat, it's been punched out, you know, so it's sticking up on the top. And he goes back to his house and he's stunned. But he sings this song, that same song, real slow. And it's kind of like, you know, I had it all. And, you know, everything was good. And my life was good. And I was climbing the ladder. And then this Mary Poppins person ruined it all with talks of popping through chalk drawings and spoonful of sugar. And then somehow maybe not in the midst of the song, but he realizes that he really had nothing and that his children, his family is everything. And that's when he goes, with tuppence for paper and string. And he goes, let's go fly a kite. And he takes his kids out and they fly a kite and all the all is well with the world. But as I sang that, or as I sang it, as I listened to it, it was a reminder to me that even like maybe during this whole crazy time that, you know, I was feeling pretty comfortable. You know, things were going pretty good. And, you know, we were selling things, we were speaking lots, and you kind of think that that's what it's all about. And then Mary Poppins comes or God changes things to remind me again of what really, really matters. So I thought maybe we'd kind of go back and forth and talk about our favorite dad movies. Now, they're not the absolute favorite dad movie, you know, in the whole world. And some of them don't even feel like they are dad movies, but maybe they have a dad point in it. And so I'm going to start off with Mary Poppins as one of my favorite dad movies. And dads, if you need a little boost, maybe you feel like you're getting kind of busy and feeling pretty, you know, like you're in your groove doing your thing, maybe you need to watch Little Mary Poppins. But Scott, that was my first one. How about you? You got one?
Okay, well, I'm still pretty tired and out of it, but I haven't thought deeply about
it. Like, how late were you up last night?
Past two. I know that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which isn't all that horribly late for me, but I didn't sleep well the night before anyway. So, let's see. The Incredibles has to top my list.
Oh,
you know, Mr.
Incredible. Bum, 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 bum. So why?
Cause Mr. Incredible is like the greatest dad ever. I mean, I don't know, what doesn't he do as a dad? And he saves his family multiple times. And in the second one, The Incredibles two, he basically like becomes Mr. Mom so his wife can go off and save the world. And the dad moments in that one are hilarious when he's talking to Edna and he's like, I just need a couple hours of sleep because we still don't have the right size battery. And I'm just like, wow, my life has been like that. So
like coming unglued.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway. And he has kind of that moment with his daughter, Violet, where he's kind of apologizing for not being understanding as a dad. I like that. That's a good choice. That's a good choice.
Yes.
Well, I'd also pick Finding Nemo, which is, of course, a Pixar classic. And, you know, the part I like is just, you know, it's the whole dad journey of him letting his son go and figuring out how to do that. Because, you know, as you're experiencing right now, that's not always so easy because they're going to make mistakes. And, you know, Dory says at one time, he goes, how do I know if I let him go, he's going to be okay? And she says, you don't. And then he learns that little lesson. I think that's a great lesson for us, for you right now, because, you know, you don't know that as you let your daughter go, that everything's going to be okay. I mean, that's just what every parent does when they release their child. But somehow, I mean, of course, the movie didn't talk about it, but, you know, it's for us as Christians, we know God's got a plan. God's got to take care of your daughter. God's got to take care of my children, even though they may have to go through some hard things along the way. And being, you know, getting married is a hard thing. It's not always easy. In fact, it rarely is easy, you know? So.
They told me it would be easy and I'm still mad about it.
You're like, they lied.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, and I do like in Finding Nemo, the part, and this is the part I hope I can do, you know, at the end of the first Finding Nemo, when Nemo comes back and he says, Dad, I don't hate you. Because remember, he says, I hate you. And everybody, they all gasp. And his dad doesn't even really go there. He just kind of says, oh, that's okay. You know, and I think sometimes as dads, we get offended easily. And sometimes I do. And I have trouble bouncing back. I don't want to be that dad. You know, I want to be that dad who, you know, like my dad says, if your kids don't tell you they hate you, it means they're not talking to you. You know, I hope I can be that dad who can bounce back no matter what my kids do when they come back. They've got all of me. So, got another one?
Amen. Okay, well, this is going to be more typical me movie, Taken, with Liam Neeson. It's a great
Taken.
Dad movie.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I don't think I've seen that one.
I wouldn't imagine
I
would.
I don't really like him as an actor. He's kind of a...
He was the voice of Aslan. And
that he is good. And that's, he's good at that. He's good at, as a voice. and he was good as whatever he was. Who was that?
I don't know.
Yeah. Star Wars.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Qui-Gon.
Yeah. Qui-Gon Jinn.
Yeah.
Okay. So tell me about that movie.
And taking his daughter, his, I don't know if she's actually college age yet or not. I can't remember that she goes off on a trip to Europe with a friend, and they're supposed to be with family members, but it's just the two of them gallivanting around Europe. And of course they get abducted by really bad guys who are going to put them in the sex trade. And he's a former CIA, you know, assassin kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
So of course he calls on all of his former skills and basically runs around Europe killing everybody to get his daughter back. And it's really just awesome. But there's a nifty moment though, like, because so his ex-wife, because of course, you know, his marriage fell apart because he was always off killing bad people around the world.
That'll happen.
Yeah, exactly. So she's married to some super rich guy, and when they find out that the girl's been abducted, he asks the super rich guy if there's any bad guys in his life that would have, you know, were trying to get to him or something, and the guy's like, he says some detail, and the guy's like, how do you know about this? And the guy's, and Liam Neeson's like, are you serious? You thought I'd let my daughter live with someone and not know everything about him?
Right.
So, you know, anyway, he's just, and he's so, he's trying to connect with his daughter after having missed all these years and everything. So it's cool, but he kills everybody and it's awesome. So I like those kind of movies.
You know, it's not a good dad movie unless the father kills a lot of people.
Exactly.
But really, I mean, and really, we all kind of would hope that we would be that dad, you know?
Absolutely. Well, and I came up with a really good, like, spiritual metaphor watching that movie after, you know, the fifth or sixth time.
Oh, really? Seen it. Tell us.
it's not, you know, it's not unlike what Jesus did to rescue us from hell. I mean, he tore through demons and stormed the gates of hell for us, so. There you go. You can justify it to your wife by giving her that little thing. You're welcome, Dad.
You know, do you find, though, that it's easier to kind of romanticize maybe or glamorize or, you know, sometimes, you know, we'll say for our family, I would do anything for them. Oh, yeah. I would, you know, and then really we do nothing for them, you know. And I know sometimes we kick in at the end when we have to kill a bunch of people to get our kids back. But sometimes in the midst of it, you know,
it is in the mundane where life is lived.
Scott, that was very profound.
It's not a direct quote, but I'm borrowing from Oswald Chambers. He said something about that. So
I think you've just like taken this show up like three notches right there. Boom.
Have we ever quoted Oswald Chambers before? We should.
I don't think so. Put that on the list.
All right. My Utmost for His Highest is the book you want to get. If you've never heard of Oswald Chambers, go get it now and start reading.
And now a literary remark by Scott Moore. Okay, that's a good one. Well, I was going to put, and this may be, it's a bad dad, really, but have you ever seen the movie Catch Me If You Can?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that one's,
you know, it's kind of an older one, but it's about that guy. Yeah, I think so. Is that where he's, go ahead.
Sorry, Tom Hanks is the, he works for the government, whether it's FBI or Treasury or something, I forget. And they're trying to catch, Leonardo DiCaprio plays the kid who's like kiting checks and
forging stuff. I do have a little trouble. I cannot really like an actor named Leonardo DiCaprio. I mean, just get a real name, you know? I like a scene in there that just is, remember his dad's kind of a bum, and he's a con man too, and he's really kind of taught his son to be a con man. And at one point the kid is running away from the law again, and he meets his dad, and he's kind of telling his dad what he's doing, and his dad is like, way to go, son, you know, and he's a creep, and it kind of escalates and turns into kind of an argument, and he says something to him, and the dad says, hey, be careful. You know, like, don't talk that way. I'm your father. And the son says, I remember he screams at him, and he says, if you're my father, then tell me to stop. And I just, you know, it was just like one of those moments that just said, dads sometimes say that's enough, or that kids are looking for their dads to say no, you know, or to give guidance or to be the dad. You know, we always say you to dad. I think our kids want us to be the you to dad, you know, to not give in, not to cave in, or just to be a backbone and say, this is the right thing to do, to lead in that. So I was just, I like that one. I like that one.
It's a very touching moment.
It is. It is. Not as cool as, you know, a quote from
Oswald Chambers.
Oswald Chambers. But anyway, how about another one? Can you do another one?
You know, I'm thinking of moments here and there. Well, okay, Cheaper by the Dozen is a fun movie, and Steve Martin's great as a dad pretty much in everything he's in, because he's hilarious and bumbling, and he pretty much embodies an exaggerated version of what all dads are. That one, and
I mean, you, when you're watching that, do your kids go, that's just like you, Dad?
It's been a long time since we've watched that. I don't remember what they say. but then I was remembering some great moments, like even in Braveheart, there's a great father-son moment when...
Really? I've never seen that. I'm not into gore.
It's bloody. Yeah.
Yeah. I just can't handle it, really.
So, William Wallace is
right.
Mel Gibson's character. And actually there's, decent father-son moments with him, but actually it's his friend. I forget the guy's name now. Somebody's shouting it as I'm saying that, I know, but his friend and his friend's dad, and they've just had this battle, and the friend's dad has been wounded and is going to die, and the friend is like, he's this big hulking, you know, battle hardened guy, but he's like, doesn't want to let his dad go, and his dad says basically like, you're a great son, I've had a good life, let me go in peace, I'm happy. And I'd like to be able to say that, so
yeah,
when I'm bleeding from a mortal wound.
And you're that's right. Yeah, we hope you go that way, Scott. again, there is something, and it's that, just that thought of a father kind of laying down his life, you know. You know, being the one, and it leads me to the one that one of my favorite scenes, and I get choked up, is the Croods, you know, with Nicolas Cage.
I saw that once. I don't remember.
Oh, it's a good one. It's kind of, you know, it takes a little while because this is a dad who's, he's protecting his family. And there are a couple great scenes in it. You know, he's this caveman, and not a caveman. Like, so if you're, you know, if your kids are going to watch it, it's not an evolutionary thing, because it's a fantastical place, you know, where all the animals are bizarre and they're not a real place. But it starts off by saying, you know, he's keeping his family safe because his family depends on him, and their motto is never not be afraid, you know, because everything can kill you, and he's always taking care of things. And there are two, I think, two moments there. One where he and this guy, who is the guy his daughter is liking. And of course, you know, there's that part where he acts like the future father-in-law, like you should, Scott. You know, where you terrify your son-in-law, you know. that's right. You have to. But they end up in this like tar pit, and they're going to die. And the dad, you know, who's this big hulking, you know, guy who has no ideas. And Grug, that rhymes with hug. Grug is like saying, you know, I just wanted to keep him safe, and I just messed up everything. And, the guy who's stuck in there with him says, that's okay. You know, that's what dads do. You know, he was just trying to do his best, and guy got it. And then at the end, where they're coming to like the end of this precipice and this, you know, catastrophe, everything's collapsing, exploding, burning, and it's coming towards them. And there's this big long chasm that Krug can throw them across for, to their safety. And he tosses, you know, one, two, three. And as he tosses each one of them, you know, he hugs them. And it's just really powerful. And then that thought that he's getting ready to toss his daughter, the last one, and he alone will die. And he doesn't, by the way. But it just was that same thing where the first time I saw it, it was like, wow, you know, that's what I want to do. I want to you know, be the one who sends them on and stays behind, just like the kind of what you said. So
right on, man.
So that was a good one. That's a good one, worth rewatching. How about you, Scott? Got another one or not?
I think I'm out, man. I'm sure there's more that I'm not thinking of, but
hey, and dads, if you're listening, which you would know if you weren't,
must have something better to do.
Hey, I'd like to hear maybe some of your favorites. Maybe somewhere, something that was, you were struck by. And again, there are lots of there. I think there are a lot of movies that have that dad love story between a father and a child, you know, whether it's Misunderstood or I was thinking of the old Robin Williams movie Hook, you know. Have you seen that one?
Yes.
You know, there's that at the beginning, you know, he's the Peter Pan who grew up and he's afraid of everything. And he's telling his son, don't do that. Don't do that. You know, don't, you might fall off of there. And he's like a insurance agent. And he goes, you know, like 43% of people, kids get hurt while they're on skateboards and all those things. And they're kind of like, what happened to you, Pan? And then at the end, you know, he's like, and he's crazy and he's daring his kids to do things. And you know, maybe there's that one scene, you know, that just touched a nerve in your dadness. But I'd like to hear about it. So send it to me. You can send it to me at familyman@familymanweb.com. I'm also, this morning I had totally forgotten about Scott and the podcast because I was working on the 2021 You Dad Daily Calendar. And I think this is my,
there's going to be a 2021.
Exactly.
You're just goofing around now.
Today's tip is find a nice spot to curl up and die. No, I'm not doing it. But hey, I'm still looking for some sponsors, and maybe it helps cover the cost of the calendar in these crazy times. And it also, you know, encourages other dads, whether you have a business or a ministry that you'd just like to sponsor a day on the calendar. For $100 per day, or if you just want to say, hey, this is so-and-so, you know, married 32 years today, you know, keep up the good work, Dad. You know, if you want to do that, that'd be great too. But you'd need to contact me pretty soon, like right away, because I'm finishing it up. I'm already in the month of October, got a couple more months, and it's a big project to put together. And it's going to be another stellar year of tips and quotes and fun stuff and trivia that only a dad would care about. And it's a great tool for dads. So if you'd like to be a sponsor, again, contact me at that email, familyman@familymanweb.com. We'd love you to be part of the team there. Well, Scott, I'm all done. I got to go finish up. I'm trying to finish up this month in October on the calendar before things are done. I sure appreciate you being on the team, Dad, and maybe just spend some time with your family, maybe watching one of those old movies or like Father of the Bride or Father of the Bride 2 and stir up those dad feelings. Or you could watch Taken, not with your little kids, of course, and watch a dad kill a lot of people and probably use a lot of profanity. And think of Scott when you do.
Yes.
Okay. Well, have a great weekend, Dad. Thanks for being on the team. And, you know, maybe you have to do something for your family. Maybe you have to give up some of yourself and not just romanticize the idea of doing all for your family, but maybe you do something this weekend. Maybe you do something they want to do. Maybe you clean something your wife wants to be clean, or maybe you just restore a relationship that's a little strained right now. Do it because you're the dad.
And that's our show for this week, Dad. Thanks for joining us for the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. If you have a question for the show, email Todd at familyman@familymanweb.com. If you have a question for me, you can reach me at scott@unsocializedmedia.com. Thanks for joining us, Dad. Have a great week.